Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Court rejects broad climate lawsuit challenging 4,000 drilling permits in Wyoming and New Mexico. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. A sweeping legal attempt by environmental groups to block over 4,000 oil and gas drilling permits in Wyoming and New Mexico has been unanimously dismissed by the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. District. Cowboy State Daily reported the lawsuit brought by the Center for Biological Diversity and others aimed to connect the drilling permits to global climate change impacts from polar bears in the Arctic to coral reefs in Fiji. But the court ruled Tuesday that the groups failed to prove specific harm caused by individual permits, a requirement for legal standing. While the court acknowledged members' interest in vulnerable species, it found their claims too broad and unlinked to the permits in question. The three-judge panel emphasized that courts are not venues for broad policy debates and must instead focus on individual grievances. The decision marks a win for Wyoming's energy sector. Petroleum Association of Wyoming President Pete Obermueller called it a major victory, while Governor Mark Gordon said the court rightly rejected what he called a scattershot approach by fringe groups. Environmental attorneys said the ruling leaves room for more targeted future lawsuits, but admitted the case may have been too ambitious in scope. New federal toolkit aims to boost jobs for disabled veterans. Just ahead of National Hire a Veteran Day and the 35th anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act, the U.S. Department of Labor has launched a new online resource to support employment for disabled veterans. The Veterans Accommodation Toolkit is designed to improve hiring, training, and retention of the more than 5 million American veterans with service-connected disabilities. The toolkit provides practical guidance for employers, apprenticeship sponsors, and workforce professionals to better accommodate disabled veterans in the workplace. Labor Secretary Laura Chavez de Ramer said the resource supports the Trump administration's broader effort to combat a cost of living crisis and expand registered apprenticeship programs across the nation. Each year, roughly 22,000 disabled veterans transition into the civilian workforce, yet their employment rate lags far behind their non-disabled peers, 43.5% compared to nearly 80%. The department hopes this new toolkit will help close the gap and create more meaningful opportunities for those who served. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.